Jesus' name.
Morning Inspirations with Elder Felicia and Reverend Carl Lashley. Again, that's Elder Felicia Wise and Reverend Carl Lashley. We welcome you on this Sunday morning. That was the Lord's Prayer. And we encourage you this morning, wherever you are, to say a prayer of thanks, a prayer of celebration unto the Lord today. This is the scripture for the day. I will make known unto my holy name among my people Israel. I will no longer let my holy name be profaned, and the nations will know that I, the Lord, am the Holy One in Israel. It is coming. It will surely take place, declares the Sovereign Lord. This is the day that I have spoken of. We're looking for God to do marvelous things today. So stay with us. Stay with us today on KMAX Gospel.
Well, I don't have to say it again. It is my favorite. You know, there's a song that says, when I think about the goodness goodness of the Lord, all he's done for me. Well, I take that for a while, but not the great God comes out of me. It's not so much when I think about the goodness of the Lord and all he's done for me, but when I think about the badness of me and how good God has. I wish I had about two people in the house, just about two. I know that I'm not what I ought to be. I know that I'm not what I'm even supposed to be. But there's one thing I do know, that God has been so good. Have I got a witness in the house? I said he's been so good that he's taken my badness and put it into his greatness. And so I'm not what I used to be. And I'm thanking him that I'm becoming what I ought to be. I wish I had about four people in the house who knows what I'm talking about. So great is the Lord. I said, great is the Lord. I said, great is the Lord. I said, great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. And I praise him. Like David who wrote it, I've been young, now I'm growing old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, seed beg for bread. He's just good. I said he's good. Say it. Say it. Come on, let's worship the Lord tonight. Will you worship the Lord with us tonight?
Bible declares, be still and know that I am God. Worship the Lord in this place. Thou art. Do you know the Lord is holy tonight? Thou art worthy to be praised. And besides me, there is none other. Thou art. Will you help us worship Him? Come on, just worship Him. Come on, just worship Him. Just worship Him. If you know He's great. If you know He alone is God, come on, worship Him all over the sanctuary. All over the sanctuary. Worship the Lord tonight. Worship Him tonight. He is God. Give Him your worship tonight. Give it to Him tonight. Can you say that? He alone. He alone. You worship Him. He's worthy. You know He's worthy of praise tonight because He's great. Some people that know without you, I am nothing. Do I have any worshipers that can say that tonight? Without Him. Lift your hands to Him tonight. He alone is worthy. He deserves the worship. He deserves the worship. He deserves the praise. He deserves the glory. I've tried others, but I've discovered without God, I am nothing. I am nothing. Come on, worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. He's great tonight. He's worthy tonight. I am nothing. I am nothing. Without, 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 without. Come on, let's worship the Lord. Thou art mighty. Thou art holy. Thou art worthy. Yeah. To be praised. Can you lift Him and say, worship Him. Do you know He's great? Do you know He's great tonight? I need to see people worship Him. He's the King of Kings. Usher in his presence. Come on, usher in his presence.
All right, welcome back. You're listening again with us at K-Max Gospel. This is Morning Inspirations with Elder Felicia Wise and Carl Lashley. Next song up is going to be Georgia Mass Choir. I want to encourage you. I love on the Lord today. As this declaration is, I love you, Lord.
Worship.
Yes, you did, Jesus, when I was down. Then you placed my feet on solid ground. You're always there.
Yeah,
every time I call.
You help me up, God.
You, Jesus, help me up.
You didn't let me fall.
You never let me fall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I owe
you
the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you.
I owe you the praise.
Every day of my life.
Yeah.
I owe you.
Where you brought me from.
Thank you, Lord.
I've got to thank you for all you've done.
Sing it, Reverend.
Thank you, Jesus.
Listen, I've got to tell it.
I'm going to testify.
I'm not ashamed. Hey, 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 hey.
Hallelujah.
Right here tonight in this place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I praise your name.
Gospel.com.
cry overflow. I wanna run, oh, I wanna run, oh.
Two, three, four.
God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. There ought to be a time in our day when we lift up our voices unto the Lord to be heard by God. So right where you are, let's just say a quick prayer unto the Lord. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this day. Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning, for starting us along our way. Father, we look expectantly for what you're going to do today in our lives. Father, we lift up the men and women around the country today, Lord God, who stand to proclaim your word. Father, we ask that you would fill them with your spirit, O Lord God, that, Father, they may speak prophetically and directly both to your people and to the nations of the earth. Father, for your people today, O Lord God, we ask, O Lord God, that you would make plain their path. Father, make clear their blessing on today. Father, we thank you for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're yet getting ready to do in our lives. We pray this now in the name of Christ Jesus. We say amen. Coming up this morning, we're going to look at this scripture this morning from Ezekiel 39 at the course of our day today. But we want to encourage you, keep your eyes on God. I know you may be experiencing no's in your life, but don't let that be a discouragement to you. Let that be an encouragement and an incentive to press on and to keep going and pursuing the things that God has in your life. Don't let people be a distraction. Don't let things be a distraction. But let God be your encouragement and your focus today. Stay focused on the Lord. You are listening to K-Max Gospel Morning Inspirations with Elder Felicia Wise and Reverend Carl Lashley.
back over my life. I think about what God has done for me. So much He has done.
Good morning, Prophet DeCure. This is Reverend Lashley. We are here on K-Max Gospel with Morning Inspirations. We, of course, want to encourage the saints who are listening around the globe in K-Max land to tune into your show later on today. Tell us a little bit more.
Well, we're going to be here tonight, this evening at 7 o'clock. We want to encourage all of our friends in New York, Los Angeles, Georgia, and all around the world to join me tonight. We're going to be having a live prayer meeting where people are going to be able to call in for prayer. And I want to remind people that God is still answering prayer. He spoke to Jeremiah the prophet and says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I will show thee great and mighty thing that thou knowest not.
Yes.
So tonight, my brother, we want to encourage the people who are listening, our friends in Los Angeles, many people in Los Angeles remember the times that I used to have the live prayer meeting on KMAX years ago from 12 to 2 a.m. in the morning every night.
Amen.
And I'm encouraging people to meet me right here this afternoon on KMAX. We're going to be praying the prayer of faith.
Yes.
And believing God for miracles in the lives of God's people.
Yes. Amen. Well, Prophet DeCure, we look forward to being in fellowship with you this evening and encouraging and inviting our friends, our families to tune in to listen, to receive what the Lord is going to say through you on this evening. We thank you, Prophet DeCure.
Thank you very much for allowing me to share with the people of God. You'll see everybody tonight, the K-Max family, and we'll see all of those that need miracles. Tune in tonight at 7 o'clock. That number for and we doctored it up a little. Write the number now.
I had to do my area text to it. Y'all know.
But we'd like to sing this song for you. I can't tell it all. Area code 352.
Have y'all ever just had so many blessings from God tell?
When you tried to tell somebody the tears were just even now, I'm by the phone. If somebody wants to call, I'm getting ready to go to church. I'll be here for about 30
minutes. That's what's happening with me tonight. Listen,
they can call me right now.
I never thought this would ever happen, so I'm praising God.
347. 1-844. I'll see you tonight, 7 o'clock. I see you there. I believe God.
Yes. God bless you.
Woo! God's been good, y'all. I know He's been good. I'll tell you the truth. How many of you out there know God's been good, huh? Listen. Lately I've been thinking about God's goodness. Lately I've been thinking about God's mercy. I've been trying to tell everybody all of the good things He's done for me. But I found out
He's been more good to me than I've ever been.
I'm
I just wanna thank God for saving me. Gospel 24/7. AmaxGospel.com. AmaxGospel.com. The soul of the city. It's time to get your praise on with the all-new AmaxGospel.com.
Heavy laden, I'm burdened down. I did not know just what to to me.
You're listening to Morning Inspirations on KMAX Gospel. Ezekiel 39:7-8 says this, I will make known my holy name among my people Israel. I will no longer let my holy name be profaned, and the nations will know that I, the Lord, am the Holy One in Israel. It is coming. It will surely take place, declares the Sovereign Lord. This is the day that I have spoken of. Ezekiel 39:7-8. You know, sometimes the best news is the news that precedes or comes before what is the goodness that is to come into your life. You may be going through an hour of difficulty, an hour of travesty. You may be going through a time of hardship and tribulation. But there is a word that comes from the Lord today. You may be receiving many no's, as I have in weeks prior, and even in the course of this week. But don't let those no's discourage you. There is some good news here today. God declares in His holy word, even to Israel, who was facing the long onslaught of its enemies, the taunting of its enemies, the hardships and the oppressions and the suppressions due to its enemies, Og and Magog, that God here declares that He will make His name known among His holy people. And first, God will make Himself very clear, very, very plain to you, wherever you are and whatever you're going through in your life. God will make it known who He is to you. He is your God and you are His child. And not only will He do that, God will, before those who have taunted you, before those who have tried you, and not just those, but even the situations of life, the difficulties that come, the very hardships themselves that come, God will show Himself to be master even above them. God says, I will no longer let my holy name be profaned. See, as long as you go through, as long as you struggle, you think you're in it alone, but people look at you and they have the temptation to profane God's name, because they say, how could God let His child, how could God let His servant go through what they're going through? But don't you know, it's only a time of pruning. Don't you know, it's only a time of transplantation. It's a time of transpotting. It's God's opportunity to allow you to trim off those things in your life, to allow you to experience greater growth in your life. And God says, no longer through your difficulties and your hardships will I allow my name to be profane. So God says, look, pay attention to something. Not only will I make myself and demonstrate to you before people and before the things in your life that I am the Lord, that all power is in my hand. God says, it is coming. Long before it actually arrives, He says, it is coming. And not only does He say that, He says, it will surely take place, declares the Sovereign Lord. And He says something weird here in the closing of this verse. He says, this is the day I have spoken of. Now, well before Mog and Ogog is destroyed, God declares this word as if it is occurring while He's speaking. It doesn't occur for some time later. But even as I come and I look at your hardships, your difficulties and your tribulations, keep your chin up and your chest out. For God's promises are sure. And God says, just as you are here, going through that difficulty, going through that hardship, you will see a better day. You will see a time of great blessings. You will see a time of great peace in your life. As sure as you sit here, it is done. It is accomplished in your life. So wherever you are, experiencing how many ever knows you're experiencing, whatever diagnosis you're facing today, don't you give up. You hold to God, for God says He is surely coming. This is the day that He has spoken of, when He will accomplish great victories in your life. This morning, you are listening to Morning Inspirations on KMAX Gospel, and we're encouraging you, keep your head up and your chin out. Next up is Kirk Franklin, who is reminding us that God is holy, holy, holy. He sits above all.
Can I get a witness in here tonight? Leaning on the Lord.
Leaning on the Lord.
Every day there, trust
His holy word.
He never fails.
Jackie. Some
Yeah!
your voice and say now. You have won it all for me, and
say, Tim, yo, you're my hero. How you doing? How you stay strong? Let them all know there's so much that I've been through. I have my days when it's true, y'all. I just can't smile. I just won't cry. It ain't easy. Sometimes it's work just to be alive. But when I think of the goodness that's come to me, it's easier to let go of all my grief. Sometimes you gotta tell yourself that I'm not having it. Just take a good look in the mirror, say to yourself, I've come to fight to quit. So say I'm good, good enough to love myself, good enough to have success. What you gain from all your stress is the freedom to know that you are blessed. Am I confident? I reply with every now and then. But life comes down to two things, and that's rejection and acceptance. So I reject that there's no peace, and I accept that I am free. And that's all I have to be, and that's all I ever need. Cause when I think of the goodness that's come to me, that I'm not having it. Just take a good look in the mirror, say to yourself, I've come too far to quit. So say I'm good, good enough to love myself, good enough to have success. What you gain from all your stress is the freedom to know that God is blessed. I'm good, good enough to handle my bills, good enough to raise my kids. Past is the past, and honestly, I'm happy for where I'm at because I'm my people. Let me I'ma say it loud and clear, and you listen so you hear me, so you never will forget. You're good enough to get that job, you're good enough to drive that car, and on top of all these things, you're good enough to have your dreams. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Already know that we're victorious, because the Bible tells us that we're more than conquerors. That don't mean that you're not going to cry. Amen. It doesn't mean that you're not going to be talked about. Huh? Amen. Doesn't mean that you're not going to hurt. It just means that the outcome of this is that I'm going to be victorious. I wrote a little song. It says, don't wait till the battle is over. You can shout now, because you know in the end we're going to win. Amen. Sister Carol King, and Sister LaWanda Scroggins, come on.
is Morning Inspirations with K-Max Gospel. This is the K-Max Gospel time of prayer. We're just going to have a brief time of prayer this morning, and then we'll continue to give you your morning inspirations here on K-Max Gospel. Let's pray. Gracious and eternal Father, Lord, we do, of course, thank you for this day, and we thank you for this opportunity to see another day. Father, we ask, Lord God, that you would continue to be in our homes, be in our cars. Father, be in our churches this morning as we turn our minds and our hearts toward you. Lord, we ask that in every home, Lord God, where there is struggle to make ends meet, Lord, that you would meet those needs. Father, Lord God, of course, you would be the bridge and the gap, Lord God. The Father, where there family members may fall short, O Lord, we ask, O Lord God, that you would make the necessary provisions today so that, Father, they may meet every payment, O Lord God, that is due this week. So, Father, that they can say with utter affection, O Lord God, utter gratitude, even on today, O Lord God, that you showed up right in the nick of time, O Lord God, and you paid everything in full. Father, for those, O Lord God, who are going out this week seeking jobs, O Lord God, Father, we ask that you would grant them favor with an employer, O Lord, so that, Father, the doors of life, O Lord God, may open up to them, that, Father, the resources, O Lord God, that they stand in need of, O Lord God, they may acquire, O Lord God, as a result of the favor that they found with you. Father, for those who are receiving health diagnoses even on today, O Lord God, Father, with not so good prognoses, Father, we'd ask, O Lord, that you would step into their situation and be their doctor, O Lord God. That, Father, you would grant a new diagnosis, O Lord God, according to your spirit, O Lord God. That, Father, you would grant a new prognosis according to your word. So that, Father, the days, O Lord God, that they have, O Lord God, that folks have, O Lord God, with good health and good life, O Lord God, they may give it in praise to you. Father, for those who are going through difficulties on the job, O Lord God, we ask that you would be their hedge of protection. That, Father, you would surround them, O Lord God, both on the left and the right, in front and behind, above and beneath, O Lord God. So that, Father, in every situation, they might know that they are your ambassadors, O Lord God, working in your employment, Father, wherever they may be. Father, we pray for our co-workers, of course, here at Cluster Radio Medium. Father, we pray for those all across the kingdom, O Lord God, who today, O Lord God, stand and declare your word, O Lord God, who stand today, O Lord God, to be your messengers and your witnesses in the earth. That, Father, you would strengthen them and guide them. That, Father, you would meet every need in their life. Father, everything that we would neglect to pray for even now, Father, everything that we have in our minds, O Lord God, that we can't call forth now, Father, we'd ask, O Lord God, that you would meet us now and speak, O Lord God, effectively, as you did, O Lord God, to your children Israel back in the days of Ezekiel, and declare, O Lord God, I am coming, O Lord God, and it is done. Father, we pray especially, Lord God, for our co-host on today, Elder Felicia Wise. Father, that you would be with her, Lord God, as she continues to perform ministry even outside of this forum and even with her family. Father, we'd ask, Lord God, that you would be with her spouse and her elder, her husband, Lord God. That, Father, where he is weak, O Lord God, you may lift him up on every leaning side. And that, Father, you would be, of course, even in his situation, Lord God, the best doctor that there is. Now, Father, we give ourselves to you. We give K-Max over to you. Father, we ask, O Lord God, that you would have your way in our lives. We pray all this now in the precious name of your Son, Christ Jesus. We declare all things done, and amen. Next song coming up, of course, is by Kirk Franklin, Could Have Been Me, featuring Jay Moss and Ty Tribbett. Enjoy your morning inspiration.
Yeah. With no clothes, no shoes, and no food to eat. steppers at? Where my steppers at? Where my steppers at? Where my steppers at? Where the steppers at? Where my steppers at? Brooklyn, stand up. Inglewood, stand up. Dallas, stand up. And while y'all doing that, we gonna do this right here. I wanna say thank you.
You out there, have patience, wait on the Lord. Just grab your neighbor by the hand and tell him, wait on the Lord. Tell him, wait on the Lord. Tell him, wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The song simply says this.
Sometimes in life you'll find that you get in a hurry, but when you have assurance, no need to worry. You can wait on the Lord and
must just trust in him. Don't be dismayed. Oh, can't cause it.
Patience in time of trouble.
Yeah.
Trust and believe in him. Oh, oh, oh.
You've been listening to Morning Inspirations with K-Max Gospel. We thank you for tuning in with us here at Elder Felicia Wise and myself, Reverend Carl Ashley. We ask that you would continue to lift Elder Wise in her absence as she's performing ministry today, that you would absolutely keep her in your prayers and do the same for us. And certainly as we continue to continue to receive your prayer requests, we will absolutely offer your prayers up before the Lord throughout the course of the day today. I want to encourage you to be blessed. Remind you to tune in this evening to hear the illustrious Elder Sam as he continues with us in our Inspiration Sunday here on KMAX Gospel. And don't forget to tune in as well to hear the man of God, Prophet DeCure, tonight at 7 p.m. as he does have a word from the Lord. We encourage you to be blessed today and enjoy your time of fellowship and service on today. Be blessed. This is KMAX Gospel.
Put your hands together, everybody. Listen.